there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. This week we have Radio Royalty Flying Alan Eyre, presenter of the Radio 2 Breakfast Show and soon-to-be host alongside my good self as judge on ITV1's Mamma Mia, I Have a Dream. Well, I've got a dream. And it's for Zoe Ball to fly Alan Eyre, and like Gabrielle said, dreams do come true. Welcome on board, Zoe Ball! This is the final boarding call for Zoe Ball. Zoe! Thank you. Look who we've got on board. It's Zoe Ball. Hello, Zoe.
Hello, lovely. Thank you for having me,
Thanks for flying Alan Eyre.
I must apologise. If we go a few years back, and I have always felt so guilty about this, I have a friend called Al Carr.
Yes.
And I called him somewhat inebriated and left a quite offensive message.
It was very offensive.
And was like, why do you sound so weird? I have never known.
Norman, listen to Al's voice. Why do you sound like that? It's very high pitched.
I woke up
to this message in the morning. I've got a message from Zoe Ball. I mean, oh, that must be nice, you're saying in. Here, why do you sound like that? Are you on helium?
On helium.
Norman.
Listen to this voice. And then it was only, I don't know whether I realised on the call or if
no,
it was
afterwards. No,
you didn't,
because you text me very sweet text saying, Alan, I am deleting your number from my phone. Don't be offended.
I am so appalled. Anyway, my dear friend Al has dined out on that story for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you even accepted me on your airline, frankly. Oh.
It was so funny. I mean, how many years ago was that? That was like when I lived up in Manchester. That was weird. And I was, you know, starting out. And then, oh, my God, Zoe Ball's rung me. Wow. Friday Night Project. Woohoo. You know, this. Oh.
I know. Well, that's quite scary. Yeah, they were in my old days where I think it probably was about 3 or 4 in the morning. Anyway, please accept my apology.
Listen.
I've changed.
When you boarded the plane, I did a quick Zoe Ball check on my computer and you have not been banned.
Okay, so that's lucky.
You're forgiven.
I've turned it around. You see, you can turn your life around, kids, if you need to.
But is he Alan? Is he Alan? Because there's never been any Alans.
Everyone calls him Al. In fact, I call him Mediterranean Tony because he looks good on holiday. And I think that's been shortened to Med Toe. So you wouldn't even get that call now.
No.
But he is a proper Alan Carr.
Oh, my God. Because there's not many Alans, yeah. You know, it's only me and Titchmarsh,
yeah.
Sort of going.
It is, but it's what you. It's the name when you look at a small baby in a cot, a little bit like Nigel. where you look and go, I shall call you Nigel. Not many people do now.
No.
Bring back the Allens.
Yes. And then my brother, Gary, there hasn't been a Gary since 1983. Oh. I think he was the last one.
Gosh.
We're like the black rhino, just slowly going extinct. Anyway, listen, we're actually going on our Hollybobs together. Exclusive.
We are. I'm getting very excited. We're going to Greece, aren't we? You and me. I saw Amanda Holden in you. I went, I want a piece of that. I've been on a diet ever since. It's not really working, to be honest with you. But we are. We're going to Greece. We don't really know how much we can say.
No, that's the thing.
Okay.
But it's... I think there's bits out there. Okay, Mamma Mia. I'm going to say that. Are you an ABBA fan?
I'm a massive ABBA fan. Mm. You must be a massive ABBA fan.
Massive ABBA fan. I went to ABBA Voyage the other weekend. I took my mum. Yes, took my mum to ABBA on Mother's Day. Yes, I'm a gay stereotype. Deal with that. I'm sick. And it's amazing. Have you seen it?
I've still not seen it yet. I'm the only one who hasn't seen it. Don't tell the producers of the holiday that we're going on. But no, I need to go see it. Everyone says it's unbelievable.
So amazing. It messes with your mind because and then there's a bit at the end where the band, who are amazing, show off. And then I'm going, oh, well, they're probably going to have a costume change now. No, they're holograms.
They're not real.
But you think they're real. And then I'm sitting there, two empty seats next to me. Tom Hanks and Richard E. Grant sit there.
Oh, my God. I love it. You can't go anywhere. You can't go anywhere without running into Richard E. Grant and Tom Hanks these days. Can you? Did they love it?
They love it. And I never had on my bingo 2023 card of dancing to Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight with Tom Hanks. And Richard E. Grant.
Absolutely bonkers. Please tell me they knew all the words and did dance
routines. Oh, yes, yeah. And Tom Hanks going, oh, my God, this is amazing. Like this. I love it. Like this, yeah.
That is quite surreal.
His wife.
Was Rita there?
Yes. Filming it on her phone. Was told off.
Not allowed. Was Rita? Rita Wilson was told off.
Yes. And I said, all the times I've gone, this is me showing me age. Do you remember you used to get the video out from Blockbusters?
Yeah.
Those privacy things. Piracy. That's
piracy,
it. It's not
privacy.
A victimless crime. I'm like, hello, Rita. You're taking food out of Agneta's mouth here.
Do you know what, the other night, apparently...
I'm sure she wasn't going to upload it or anything, but she wanted it for her own, but yeah.
She wanted, well, because you do...
You want to, because it's a sensational show.
You want to show your friends and go, look how amazing it looks, and they go, that looks rubbish, but when you're there, it's incredible.
Yeah.
But the other night, apparently Bjorn turned up and was greeting people as they arrived. So that's going to blow your mind as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're like, that man really looks like Bjorn. It is Bjorn.
I saw Bjorn in the, what's it called, the lounge before you go onto the plane at Heathrow. No one took a blind bit of notice of him, but honestly, because I'm such a big ABBA fan, I was like, Bjorn, it's Bjorn. No one cared. No one was even, I was like, this is Bjorn. But I mean, I don't know.
It was one of the highlights of my career, was meeting Benny and Bjorn. And Benny appeared through like a curtain where they'd built a makeshift dressing room. And he just appeared and went, hello, I'm Benny. And it was like, yes, I know who you are. Oh. I couldn't really speak. But then Frida called into the show, the radio show, and she went, hello, Zoe. And that was it. She didn't have to say anything else. Seven-year-old me who would do routines with Claire Yearley in the lounge with Yol. We do... all that.
Yeah.
I lost it. It's amazing. Anyway, we're going on holiday.
We're going on holiday. It's going to be an ABBA-themed holiday, which I mean is, I love holidays and I love ABBA. I mean, this is, oh my. But what do you like on holiday, though? What are you like?
What am I like
on
holiday?
Can you relax?
Yes, totally. I love holidays. I eat, drink, read books, lie down. But I'm quite happy anywhere.
Mm.
Also, since doing a breakfast show, anything that isn't an alarm call four or five is a holiday. So you can wake me up or seven, I'm like, yay! So the minute I know, I will count when I don't have alarm calls. I'm like, I've got 14 lions. I've got seven sleeps. So I get really, really excited about holidays. Yeah. But holidays in the Ball family, if we go back, were special. Childhood holidays were just kind of the best. They were halcyon days. My dad had a caravan, okay? So he would drag this caravan. The main feature colour was brown in the caravan, and he would tow it behind his Granada, And sometimes it would be left in the driveway and we'd be halfway up the M1 and we'd be like, Dad, the caravan's in the driveway. And we would, so my grandparents retired to Cleveley's in Blackpool, which, so we would drive up, he would park the caravan on their driveway and we would camp in the caravan and have a holiday in Blackpool. Occasionally we'd go via the Lake District, it would rain, we'd all get depressed, we'd fight over Tommy Ache and Cluedo, three squabbling kids, and it would be hell. But then we'd go back to my nan and granddad's. And so Blackpool was our place.
And I love Blackpool.
I love that place. I still love it now. And I think that's why I ended up in Brighton as well. You know, something about British seaside towns.
Yes.
They have this magic to kids and sort of generations. I'd love going down on the beach. I mean, you get terrible earache. Go on the trampolines.
Why do you get earache?
Because the wind. The wind in Blackpool.
My Blackpool. I mean, I've been in Brighton. Yeah.
Not in Brighton.
I turn the lights on in Blackpool.
Did you turn on the illuminations?
Yes. Presidential suite at the Imperial.
Hello.
So I go in there and then the people come to collect me from my presidential suite. They went, Alan, why are you wearing a hat and a scarf? I mean, the wind coming through the window. Oh, honestly, and you know when you're like, there's sand hitting you? I was being sandblasted.
And I was like... But anyone who's from the area...
My dad was manager of Blackpool. We used to be up there.
Go way back. See, I was born in Blackpool.
Blackpool?
I was born in Lytham St Anne's.
Yeah.
But I always say Blackpool and they're like, that's the posh bit. But I mean, it wasn't posh. We only just went down there because that's where my mum and the baby, but me. But but yeah, so I do... You do have a kind of... It holds a special place.
It is very special.
And I love the Pleasure Beach. I like going on the Grand National, which I think was built in, was it 1806? And it's not quite that, but it's so old. There's always the chance that you might die as the bolts come apart. And my granddad built a Meccano version of it in his little
room. What a fun childhood. I know. Childhood you had.
Granddad Ball, he was amazing. He was an absolute sweetheart.
Have you got a Madame Tussauds?
Of
you in Blackpool.
I
am.
No. Oh, yes. Please show me a photo. Is it dangerously nothing like you?
It does look like me.
Does it look like
it's been
close
to
the radiator?
What I am pissed off about?
Yeah,
it's interactive. It's the only one. So I get like social media posts of me being people taking my clothes off, trying to pull my trousers down. Because I'm holding my hands out this. People balance like a breast on them. And it's like, especially if you've had like a night out and then you go, oh, Alan, you're going to get cancelled. Anyway, wait a minute. I know those pasty fingers. Oh, it is me. No.
I'm really impressed, actually. I loved you before, but now I'm like, I worship at the temple. You've got your own... Yeah. Waxwork. How much did you have to pay?
You liar. They asked
Stop
me.
Stop it.
You are.
I remember. No, I can't tell that story because it's salacious.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. I won't use his name. A certain rock and roll star. I went to interview him when his had been unveiled in London. And he had no hair.
Had a smooth hump.
Yes. And then.
Don't we all?
I looked and he did have a. And I thought I wouldn't be happy if that was me.
Oh.
I might have.
Yeah, put some socks down there.
Up.
Yeah,
Could you build up my wax?
More wax, please.
It must be terrible. They do melt them down, don't they, when you're no longer popular?
I know.
And then you're turned into somebody else, like Anne Hathaway or something, I don't know.
Oh, I've heard a story at the Blackpool one.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? An arsehole they hated. And then when he became unfamous, they put him in the downstairs in the dungeon as someone who's being tortured.
Oh,
I need to find out who it was. It was someone who was...
The Chamber of Horrors.
Yes, do you remember the Chambers of Horrors?
That was what we used to do for entertainment. I loved that place.
I love it. Terrifying. I thought, Zoe's coming on. We're going to do a Corfu special. Oh, no, it's all Blackpool.
It's all Blackpool. It's all... Okay. That's when I first learned about Crippin in the Chamber of Horrors.
Yes. No, we will. We will. We love a mass murder on Life's a Beach.
We would like to welcome Agneta, Frieda, Benny and Bjorn on board. Please feel free to gimme your hand luggage and I will stow it in the hold. Please be reminded that the Waterloos are out of bounds during takeoff. And if you would like to sample one of Alan Eyre's curries, the flavour is chicken tikka.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads.
And remember to speak in a chill tone.
Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
When I put Zoe Ball holidays into Google, I get the impression family holidays very big for you.
Massive.
Lovely.
Yeah,
love And then it. There's one photo, Zoe Ball shows off her, and it was a certain website I don't click on, so I didn't know about it. And you're looking, and I've happened to be, you got that look, we're like, oh, look, there's a pap, there's and you're squinting.
And it's awful when you're in a bikini, and, you know...
But you were showing off.
Some... I was
like, no, they always want that. No, displays a leggy.
I know, what do they say? They
flaunts.
Really, oh, flaunting. It makes me so cross when I see that. She's flaunting her.
Shows off a very curvaceous leg.
No, I'm just trying to get in and out of the sea with me wobbly bits showing. And I'm not graceful. The worst one ever was, I think, in Ibiza when we'd gone on one of those pedalos and I'm at the top of the slide.
Oh, no.
Which is never a good idea.
No, no.
Sideways. And the whole thing is literally tilted in and it says something like, who ate all the pie? And I just like,
so rude.
Sod. Yeah, it's not, don't do the bikini thing.
No, I hate
pretty.
That. And they always get you when you're getting out of the sun lounger. Oh. And I've done that before when my back fat's got stuck in the slats.
Fat. Oh, no, that really
and
hurts.
That comes up with
it
you.
It pinches.
I'm like a snail.
Bless him. Bless
him. Oh, he's brought his home with him.
And then everybody else is just pointing at you.
I know. Never mind. Have you been anywhere, and we're not a negative podcast, but is anywhere that's been a disappointment, something's happened, you've had, you know, dodgy tummy, you've lost your luggage, anything happened like that?
Do you know what, I've always been quite lucky with travelling. Not too bad. Except the first time I ever had a wage packet. I worked at Granada, I was working as a runner, and I'd watched the film, The Big Blue, all right? So I was still young, and there was a guy in it called Jean-Marc Barr, and French hot.
Is that the shark one?
He was obsessed
one?
With dolphins. I mean, when you look back now, free diving, that's it, but he fell in love with a dolphin. It's very odd. At the time,
okay.
though, I had pictures everywhere, and I thought, I'm going to go to the South of France, my little backpack, I'm going to meet the dolphin man and fall in love.
Oh,
and the truth
God.
Of it is, I got on a ferry to St. Malo, snogged a Canadian boy on the ferry, woke up and thought, why did I do that? That wasn't about... You know when you think, oh, hello.
Oh,
no, it was the wine talking. Got the train all the way to the South of France. Got there, had nowhere to stay. Thought, I'll go for a swim. And went for a swim, came back there. Someone had nicked my entire backpack. And I was stranded, no money, in the South of France. And then I had to get the train back. And all my mates were hysterical. Like, it's so tragic. And then go home. So, yeah, I kind of learned my lesson from that. But I did always quite like a holiday romance. Fell in love with a surfer in Mexico.
Oh.
He's probably married with kids, so I won't tell you his name.
No, he's here tonight.
He really is. Spent in a hammock. I was like,
Isn't it funny? Because we've had people on here, and I'm always surprised because they go, oh, no, never had a holiday romance. I mean, even me, someone looks like me. I mean, I sometimes get lucky. I do on holiday because there's something about it. You go, you open your suitcase, you go, oh, my God, I haven't packed my morals.
<That's> exactly it.
No one knows who I am here. I can be a slag.
Isn't it great when you go somewhere and they don't know who you are?
I know, yes.
So, no, I mean, that can't happen for you very often. See, I could go places and they've got no clue where you are. So you can misbehave. And it is fun. There's something about being on holiday as well. You know, everyone has a drink. You worry about what you're going to look like before you go away. You get there, you don't care.
I know.
Like, I'm going to wear a day glow, you know.
And I always have, like, oh, I'm going to wear that Monday, wear that Tuesday. Well, no, you don't. You wear the same bloody shorts. Just get out in the sea, swim.
I know. So I know, end up in a rah-rah skirt, dancing on the bar. So, I'm not surprised, holiday romance. I fell in love with a Greek boy once, rode on the back of his moped. He was lovely. He talked to me. It was during big World Cup or something or other. And he would talk to me. I had no idea what he was saying, but he was so lovely. He never wrote after I got home.
They never do, love. No. They never do.
But yeah, love a holiday romance.
I always associate you with Brighton. Tell us something about Brighton that we don't know. What do you like? I mean, because I want it to be very inclusive, this podcast. Yeah. Someone comes to Brighton. Is there a little pub, a little coast, a little walk that no one really knows about, or a little cafe or coffee shop that you should go to?
I love, it's called, hang on, remember it. I love Riddle and Finn's. And they've got one in the lanes and they've got one on the prom where you can have seafood, delicious, seafood.
Yes.
Come in, you have a little glass of bubbles, you can watch the sunset. They are great, guys. I love a little mooch in the lanes.
Yes.
My Nelly's massively into crystals, so I end up in all these kind of hippie crystal shops, spending an absolute fortune. And you're like, you could get them on the beach, that little bit of rock. And there's lovely, all the little stores in the lanes are great. I love all of those and the coffee shops.
Because where else can you go in the UK and have that amount of independent stores?
Yeah.
That you don't get that anywhere else.
At the moment, because it's really not easy.
No,
so that, definitely go to the lanes.
Yeah.
Love that. And
what do you think
like
of that thing that goes up that looks like a butt
I've
plug?
Never
what
been...
do you think about
it? It's exactly what it looks like. I've never been up here.
No.
I'm sort of a bit like, what am I going to see from the top? The
Why
sea,
not?
But apparently it's fab. I don't know. I've never fancied it.
No, never been up there.
It's the way, it's the action you're giving as you. It totally is.
Stop making that gesture.
Sorry.
You're turning me on.
Sorry. And there's a thing. Bless you. You're outrageous. I love you.
When you go abroad, do you buy knickknacks? Will you buy a fridge magnet, tea towel, fisherman's trousers, sarong?
Like a tea towel, some terrible, questionable fashion I always buy. You know, you come back with things that are day glow or cut around the edge, a bit of side boob, and you come home and think, well, I will never wear that again. Because you get a bit carried away with yourself, don't you? If you get a little bit of colour.
Oh.
I don't tan, by the way. I blame my father.
Why?
I just go
Why
a
not?
Bit red. I get a really brown knee. And the rest goes a little bit red. It's so annoying.
I can't wait to see that in Corfu. What's happened, Zoe?
Well, I'm going to have to fake tan myself. Are you any good at that? You see, you obviously tan nicely.
No, I don't tan nicely. I just go dirty. I don't go a nice brown. I just go dirty.
At least you go some colour.
No, I don't look dirty. Looks like you haven't had a wash.
I'd love to look dirty.
Right, Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
Dirty!
Well, I have to exfoliate you when you're on holiday then.
Yes. Listen, we know each other well now. Let's both tan up.
Let's tan up together. I'll bring the mitt. I'll scrub you down.
Oh, I couldn't be
coffee
bothered.
Granules.
Do you know the last person?
Just do that, Bixie.
Yeah.
I'll do my ankle and my wrist. That's all I'm going to be
showing.
Well,
I want to wear shorts. I'm not wearing capri pants.
Are they not in
I'm
anymore?
I'm not a transvestite when I go on holiday. Do you know the last person who ever gave me a fake tan? You won't believe.
Oh, gosh. God,
no.
There's so many to choose.
Jade Goody.
Wow.
Do you remember?
Lovely
she was
Jade.
So
what
sweet.
A gorgeous girl.
We went there for Friday Night Project and she had this salon called Uglies. And who didn't love Jade? She was
she
the
was
best.
She was such a gorgeous
And she went, oh, Alan, let me put some fake tan on. She went, oh, it won't come off, Alan. I went, oh, that's lovely. No, she won't come off. Well, you know, eventually will. Oh, my God. I was staying at my mum and dad's. It was like the Shroud of Turin.
Right.
You could see my imprint there, honestly. It looked like a giant skiddy. But you couldn't get angry with Jade. And then she also waxed my chest. I had
the whole thing?
Yellow tits.
Oh, God.
I was orange and yellow. I looked like a calippo. A fat calippo.
She was remembered for many things.
Yeah.
And now also for that.
What's been your most decadent holiday?
I think there are two that were particularly special. One was taking the kids, flying into San Francisco, and then driving down to LA and going through Big Sur.
Oh,
and,
lovely.
You know, going to El Capitan and all that
stuff.
Was
that before or after the Big Little Lies and all that?
Yeah,
to remember?
It was before. Oh, it right, was yeah. before. But there's so many movies that are set around there, and the kids absolutely loved it. Playlists and staying in, you know... Yeah. sort of dodgy, tacky motels
yes.
and just loving life. And that was a real special thing to do with the kids and with Norm. And then the other thing that I did that was quite brave, because I don't really do things like this, is I went to Borneo with my mate. I lost someone very dear to me who had always wanted to go and see the orangutans.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So I thought, let's do it for him. So yeah. we went to Borneo, me and my mate Helen, who got dragged into it. She's like, oh, all right, go on, I'll come with you. And it was, I mean, we were in the middle of nowhere, taking boats down the river. And I am not very brave. It's probably scary at times. There were times where we would be in boats that were so low to the water. And they'd say, you know, and there's all kinds that live in here, like alligators. And, da-da. And then you'd see these logs floating and be like, we're going to die. This is the beginning. And we had this fantastic guide who would shake the boat and stuff. Oh. But then you turn a corner and there were elephants there with their families. We saw orangutans in the tree. It's really hard to see them. And also the other amazing thing about, as well as the creatures that you see, the people are incredible. And they are working so hard to try and save the surroundings for these animals, you know, their natural habitat, because you can see when you're traveling how it's being destroyed for the sugar industry and for the cotton industry.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was absolutely, it cost a bit. It's one of those once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime, things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we saw gibbons, we saw flying snakes, flying squirrels, dung beetles, but everything, and staying in the jungle and the rainforest, it was amazing. It was quite emotional.
Yeah.
But my goodness me, it was great. And I tell you what, if you ever want to borrow my waterproof zip off at the knee trousers, my leech socks.
I might have to fake tan a little couple more inches higher, because I've only got like a brown calf.
One brown calf. But it's something I'd really recommend. It's something pretty amazing to do, perhaps with young teenagers,
yes.
I would say. Take them to see these animals in the wild. And it's, that was pretty special.
There's a fantastic charity called Orangutan SOS, which I, every time they send me news, I'm like, oh, because there's something about the orangutan. You see we're related to them.
Also, their legs, not related to me. They can move. I don't know what you call it. It's like their arms and legs. I'm trying to demonstrate.
This is great, great podcast. Zoe's now in the crab position, in the downward dog, showing me what an orangutan looks like.
Hold on. With a foot and an arm up like that, and then the other one is down there. Like you're getting.
Yes, thank you.
You don't need to see right now.
You are in economy. Remember, there's not much room. I'll move you up to first class, then you can do this.
Bless you. Yeah, do go.
Do go. Borneo. Yeah. And so, what's on your wish list?
I like. I'm trying to do the city breaks. I stayed in a shepherd's hut recently down in Dorset.
Oh,
and that was lovely. And it's a drive. You don't even have to go on a plane. So there's so many places in the UK that I still like to see. Really like to see a lot of Ireland. Never done a lot of Ireland. No. I'd love to go up to all the islands in Scotland.
Yeah.
I want to take my kids to Barcelona, because my kids have got a bit of an age gap between them. Mm. But city breaks seem to work quite nicely, because Woody can go off.
Yeah.
And Nell and I go off to bed. I mean, it won't be long before she's like, oh, yeah, now. Yeah. But we went to Paris, and I was ringing him at 5 a.m. going, darling, please come home. I'm really worried sick. Because when he doesn't live with me, so I don't know what he gets up to.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're there, you're like, oh. But then so we do a bit of culture and they wander around, they have a bit of time together.
That's nice.
It's a lovely thing.
On paper, it shouldn't really work, but it's good that you make it work. Families, going on holiday with your family. It's amazing when it works, isn't it? Because he just out, it's just
a bit
lovely,
of time. Recently had a holiday with my dad's and my brother and all the kids, and my dad got us all playing dominoes on a domino set. My stomach, a domino set that my granddad made, which instead of a score of 6, you have a score of 9. Mm. So you've got, go into the maths of that. There's a lot more dominoes.
Did you see me glaze over then?
I thought,
what should I have for lunch? No, I love dominoes.
Are you leaving? It's quite a tactical game.
Oh, yes. It's up there with snakes and ladders.
I'll get my dad and Ludo. I'll get let my dad run. But do you know what? Just watching my dad watching the grandkids, and he got so much from that. That's priceless. That's great stuff.
I ask you something that everyone's probably asked you?
Yeah.
But whenever I do a tour in Bristol, I stay at that Hotel Divan. What is that lane? The Johnny Ball Lane?
Johnny Ball Lane. I've no idea.
Oh, don't
I still,
you? It's a tiny lane.
People send me photos.
Oh, I bet they do. Yeah.
It's weird because my dad's real name is Graham Fulbin. He was named after a football player. Never heard of him. No. Who played for Bolton Wanderers, I think. But it got shortened to Johnny. So he is not the Johnny Ball of Johnny Ball Lane.
Oh,
it is another Johnny Ball, I think. I could be.
Because I couldn't find the connection. I didn't know.
Because he did live in Bristol.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. Can I be a bitch?
Yeah.
It's not the best lane.
It's not the best lane. If you can have one.
If you could have a lane. Let's just say the Champs-Élysées not going to lose any sleep. It's quite a short lane and there is just a bin.
But there's just a bin there. But do you know what? Let him think it's his.
Yeah, I know.
Let him think it's his. He hasn't got a waxwork in the Blackpool Madame Tussauds.
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't.
We would like to invite rows 1 to 16 to board, anyone with a guide dog or any of our less able customers, and anyone with an emotional support orangutan. Thank you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Have you ever been to Corfu before?
I have. And can I tell you, the only thing I remember about going to Corfu is we got flashed by a man who stuck his sausage through a bush.
Oh.
That's the only thing I remember.
Oh, no.
I'm sure there were loads of other things that happened there that were brilliant. Oh, actually, yes, what? We did. We had a car that had, the car had sort of no brakes, like a Cinquecento.
Yeah.
And we were going through all the lovely hilly little villages. We were all quite young. And the car could not make it out of the villages. So what would happen was my dad would we'd have to push it up the hill and then we'd go down the hill. And all those lovely old ladies, you know the lovely old ladies in Greece who sit outside, all dressed in black and they're here.
Yes.
These old ladies would just watch the car go one way and then the other way. That was quite a fun holiday with my dad. But he would always be like, oh, this is, and start talking about ruins. And we'd always want to just go and chat up boys at the beach, you know?
Yeah.
But I haven't been back since, so I'm looking forward to it.
I went there 1994 when I worked in the box factory. I had a week off with my family. And this is, listen, kids, no credit card. You had your traveller's checks.
Yeah.
And they ran out. They ran out. And I remember asking this English couple, could they buy me some biscuits, me and my friend Melissa? And we just were no good at money management. And we ended up playing that game, Shithead. Do you remember Shithead?
Yes, love that.
We played Shithead. I mean, I look back, me and Melissa were laughing the other day. Can you imagine the poor people next door? Because we were so skint, we never left. Can you imagine being on a holiday and all you could do is, Shithead! Shithead! Oh, you won, Shithead! And then once, I'd had a few vodkas. I taught her Shithead. And she got better at me.
No, I don't. You hate it when that
happens.
I know.
So we had a fight.
Yeah.
And then we fought. We rolled over the balcony into the next door neighbour's balcony, having this fight over shit. So not only have they heard me go, shithead, shithead. Oh, you bitch. fucking, oh, yeah, she was like fighting like this. And
like
she was
the point
of hair pulling.
Biting.
And that's why I'm bald. Yeah, that's why I've got a massive clump of the bald spot. Melissa yanked it out. Oh. So we had a fight, rolled onto the next door neighbour's balcony. They're like, get over the balcony. They must have hated us. Can you imagine going to Greece? And all you can hear is shithead coming from
they've
the balcony.
They've been in touch. They would like some compensation. Well, we both have great memories of
I know, it can only be better.
Can only
get better. Oh, dear. Well, listen, we're about to start our descent.
Yes.
You're 100 years old. You're sitting on a rocking chair. You've got all your faculties. You've got your blanket over. Where do you want to be?
Where would I like to be? I'd like to be where I am now, here on your sofa.
You're leaving now.
You've turned it into an old people's care home. The weirdly,
shady pines.
Somebody used to be somebody in the 90s. Where would I like to be? Do you know what? If I could be watching the birds in the garden, Sussex would do.
Oh,
any of our
I thought you'd say Corfu with that sausage coming through the bush.
I think when I'm 100, if a sausage comes through the bush in Corfu, I'd be a very happy girl, to be honest with you. You're never too old for a bit of Greek sausage. Take me there now.
We're about to start our descent into Corfu. Mamma mia, what a flight. Not one SOS. thanks to our pilot, Fernando. And thank you, our passengers, for the music.
Quick fire round, okay? Taj Mahal or Taj Mahal? Are you cultured?
I pretend to be, but I'm not. Yeah, but I like to go and look.
Yeah, that's
and learn.
Good. That's good. Travel insurance or no thanks? I'll take my chance.
I think.
Are you quite good? Will you have your first aid
kit
with all your plasters?
I do. I have all the different, you know, the drugs for this, the thing for that, the spare pants on the plane. That you never know what's going to happen.
If I shit myself in Corfu, I'm knocking straight on your door.
Exactly.
Zoe, new pants, please. Yeah, and me brown calf's looking a bit browner.
The shithead game has taken on a whole new
Let's
meaning.
Let's play shithead. Shithead. Algarve or Alcar? Would you rather go to Portugal or would you rather go on holiday with TV's Alan Carr?
I'd rather go on holiday with TV's Alan Carr right now. Thank you. I say that now. After call through, I may
Listen,
change my mind.
We might hate each other. Nudist or not on your Nelly?
Oh, no. I've got to keep it away. But I do quite like watching people on nudist beaches. I sound like a pervert who stays in the bushes. I don't. But you know when you accidentally end up on the nudist beach, it fascinates me that a man would wear a vest but no pants.
Oh,
you know, and you'd sort of, yeah, it's fascinating. I like to keep it all tucked in.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, my godchildren live in Brighton and I picked them up from school and it's sort of the other end near that big
Black
square.
Rock.
Yes. So we're walking along. Come on. But Cherry said, can you just look after them for an hour? I've got a doctor's appointment. They nearly get run over by that toy train. You know, the train. Like this. I finally get them across the thing. I've saved them from being mowed down. I look up, there's a cock. I'm like, what the fuck? We're on a nudist beach. There's all these men. I'm like, don't tell your mother.
Please don't tell your
mother. Like, Brighton's one of the chilliest places ever, but I've taken them. It's like...
And it's quite bizarre, isn't it, in the middle of the day. And you do see lots of people who don't know it's there wander along and think, what the hell is going on?
Yes.
And then you do a double take of, wow, that's huge. Lovely.
And then last but not least, tip them or fuck them.
Oh, are you tip.
Oh,
yeah, I've been a waitress. I know what it's like. Always tip.
Always
you
tip.
Know? And then they won't spit in your burger and you might get an extra, you know.
Chip.
What's that aniseed drink or whatever it is?
Ouzo.
You know? Ouzo.
Yes.
Ouzo. Definitely.
I don't want to piss anyone off, but ouzo and grappa.
No. It's that thing, isn't it? When the shots come and you... I used to do them. Now I can't.
No, I can't.
Find a nearby pot plant or a young person.
Yeah.
Pass them on.
This
is going to get messy in coffee.
Yeah. Limoncello. What's it called? Limoncello. Ooh. I like that, but not the ouzo and grappa. No, I never understand grappa. You've had a delicious...
What's the green one?
Absinthe. Oh, that's no.
Oh, absinthe, yes.
Oh,
I,
that's what late, great Paul O'Grady...
Oh, was that his drink?
Yeah, he came on Chatty Man, he'd always say, oh, give us an absinthe.
Absinthe.
That makes you hallucinate.
It does.
Thank you so much, Zoe. Please pick up your emotional baggage on the carousel.
There's quite a lot. Can I get a trolley?
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you, Zoe. That was so much fun. I can't believe that me and you are going on holiday slash work with Jessie Ware and Samantha Barks. It's going to be so much fun. Listen, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And don't you forget, life's a beat.